Tracy Borgs, who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabadooey.
Hello.
And welcome.
Yes, welcome to another exciting episode of Pork Therapy.
Woo! You can actually decide in 20 to 30 minutes if it's been exciting.
Oh, it will be, Mike. We're always exciting. Are you kidding?
No.
You think we're boring?
No, I'm not saying that.
Mike, do you really want to be here? I kind of doubting your motivations.
What? Let's do this!
That's much better. That's the team spirit.
So what is this that we're doing? Hey, have we even said who we are yet?
I don't know. We're Pork Therapy.
Hey, thanks for listening to Pork Therapy. That's Stephanie.
That's Mike.
Yep.
I don't like this whole, like, you introduce me, I introduce you thing.
Oh, okay. This is Mike.
And this is Stephanie. Yeah, that feels much more natural. Okay, we're working out the nuts and bolts of the show on the air, as we typically do, because we don't do any advanced planning, editing, or...
research.
Yes, that's right. We just basically talk. So, anyway, Mike, how you doing tonight?
Good.
We're here on the love seat. It's the end of summer, right?
Yeah, it's getting
the
a little
of
chilly.
Era.
Yeah, another era.
Just like every year.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else is there left to say? That was the longest. I think, you know, previously we had like a 1 second pause on Pork Therapy, but that was like 2 seconds. I can't believe we couldn't fill 2 seconds with our lovely voices.
Oh, we can.
We can, but we didn't. That's the problem.
Well, we're not going to edit it, so you guys enjoy that silence.
Okay. Yeah, it might be the last time you hear it.
Unless they replay this podcast. Should we get into the question?
I think we really ought to. So, I got an email from a listener, and this is a very interesting situation. You know, we have this show, Pork Therapy, and the reason that we do this show is because we like to help people get along with each other in a voluntary society, right? And we want to help people interact with each other and have good relationships and good communication.
And be healthy and happy.
Yes, and solve their problems without using the force of government, right?
Or any force.
I guess you could use force in self-defense, right? But that doesn't really solve...
That's a whole other issue.
Well...
All right. But anyway...
Right. We just opened up the can of worms, so we're going to put the lid back on it and just read the email that we got. Anyway, we're doing this show because we're interested in interpersonal relationships. And this is an email from a listener, and he's basically got... I wouldn't say a conundrum, but a situation that he isn't sure how to reconcile his feelings about this situation with his beliefs about freedom and private property.
Okay.
And so he's kind of asking for our opinion. So, and of course, we will give it to him, right?
I have no qualms, no hesitation giving out my opinion.
Okay. So, this listener writes, "This is something that I've been trying to figure out what I should think about. There is a small town in Orange County, New York. The town I'm going to skip over some of these details,
okay.
But basically the town is controlled by this one guy. And, well, it says he's currently largely controlled by this one guy. And this guy, there are rumors that this guy approves all candidates for town offices. But what is known for sure is that nobody ever wins elections in the town without being a member of the group that controls the town. The town is officially listed as the poorest in America, yet they have very nice houses, leading many to speculate that they're, quote, cheating on their taxes. No big deal in my book, except that they're also receiving mammoth amounts of welfare. The public schools, and I would say government schools, teach religious dogma, the emailer goes on to say, which brought a Supreme Court case. The court ruled that the arrangement was unconstitutional, but then changed it slightly. But that's not the issue I wanted to get your opinion on. The town religious building. I'm trying to kind of anonymize this here.
The town religious building.
The town religious building bought a small plot of land. Mike's cracking up here.
Okay. The town religious building.
Bought a small plot of land near the border of the town and placed on that land a sign that says, "Welcome to name of the town. Please dress appropriately." And then the sign goes on to list what is considered appropriate and inappropriate dress and also ask visitors to maintain a separation of the sexes, i.e. men and women cannot walk down the street together. I wonder how they would feel about some lesbians walking down the street together.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe they would, I don't know. Anyway, so then he goes on. It asks for the sign on the edge of town, asks for no public displays of affection. And then he says, now granted, the sign is on private property, but is that really all there is to it? It doesn't specify any punishment, and nothing on the sign is a law, just a request.
Huh, just like the sign in the Keene courthouse.
That says don't video?
Yeah. This is a freedom activism thing. In Keene, a year or so ago, there was just a sign inside the lobby of the courthouse, and it's a lobby for other government offices as well, public accessible offices, and the sign said, no, videoing not allowed. Mm-hmm. And one activist went to jail for videoing because the judge upheld it like it was the law. So that's why
so
I made
it
that
was,
joke.
The sign was a request, but
the
then
sign
it
said,
ended up being
the
enforced
sign,
as though it was a law?
Yeah, the sign. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a request. I mean, it was a sign on paper on the wall that said videoing not allowed, mm-hmm. or in some terms like that. And it looked like something I could have printed out of my printer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like at Pumpkin Fest when Evan and Rich Paul and some other people got arrested and they were dragged into the city hall.
Yeah.
And then they just put up a piece of paper on the city hall that said, no, if you enter this building, you'll be trespassing. But
the public city hall.
It's a so-called public building.
So that's kind of what this sign, this question asker is saying about the sign here.
Right. Okay, so yeah. So back to the question asker's email. So he says the sign doesn't specify... So he says, the sign is on private property, but is that really all there is to it? It doesn't specify any punishment. Nothing on the sign is a law, just a request. But the feeling of, this is our town, you have to follow the rules, seems wrong to me, even if I can't find the rights infringement. Now, that's kind of key to his question.
Okay.
So then he says, also surrounding the issue is that there's this group in another country that's known to be violent, where the communities... are patrolled by morality patrols that will routinely attack, brutally attack people who break exactly the rules that are listed on those signs. So in another country, there's a violent group of people who will actually enforce the same rules that are written down mm-hmm. on the sign in the town in New York.
So he's saying this town seems to be of a religion and requesting that people follow certain rules that are the same rules that a violent religion elsewhere follows.
Yes.
Okay.
But he doesn't know that, you know, in this town
that
in the U.S. that they're enforced at all.
Okay.
He doesn't know what any kind of...
Right.
If there's people beating up women who show their ankles or
right.
if nothing happens to them. So, okay. So then he says, in the violent group in this other country will beat women if they refuse to sit in the back of the bus. And then he says, I hate guilt by association, but isn't it problematic that they're talking about the same beliefs that propel that kind of behavior? Then he goes on, further complicating the matter is this. As I said, the town receives massive amounts of welfare. Essentially, it is in many ways supported in a rather lavish lifestyle by the surrounding towns. So the people being targeted by the sign are precisely the taxpayers in nearby towns who support this town through
that
welfare.
That sounds like a lot of guessing going on.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know where they're...
People in a surrounding town, if they pay any property taxes, most of it's going to their local town, some to the county, which would include this other
town.
Yeah,
that's true.
And the rest of the,
state.
And the feds.
Yeah.
And if they pay gas taxes, that's going for the federal mm-hmm. thing. So I don't know how they're really directly supporting this town.
Yeah, and if they're getting money from the feds, aren't they basically taking money from everyone in the
yes,
U.S.? Like,
yeah.
Not just the not surrounding
just the,
towns,
yes.
but... Anyway, we can talk about all that
okay.
in a minute. So he goes on to say that, you know, basically the people in the surrounding towns are propping up this particular town that put up the sign. And then he says, you know, what would happen if a nearby town put up a sign that said, you know, welcome to Pleasantville, please dress appropriately, and then request that, you know, men be clean-shaven and refrain from wearing dead beavers on their heads, and dress as if they lived in modern-day America, smell as if they bathe at least weekly, blah, blah, blah. If this sign is okay, why isn't that one? What do you think? So,
wow.
Yeah, there's a lot there, but I think to distill this person's question to its essence, he's a little bit riled up that this town is taking welfare, and he's also upset that they're basically putting up their religious customs as kind of a threat to anyone who enters the town by putting up this sign on private property.
Okay, well, who is they?
I guess these powerful people within the town.
These powerful people who are only allowed to be, you know, elected or nominated if what? According to what the question asker said.
If this powerful guy in the town approves
them.
So there's
one guy. There's one guy controlling a town, mm-hmm. and he allows certain gang members to join him. So I don't know how this can, you know, what does this sound like to you?
It sounds like any town.
Well, that's, actually it doesn't to me. I don't think any town, no. I don't think most towns are run by one guy, or I don't think most people in most towns or cities would say, there is one guy running things here.
But most towns are basically like gangs.
Oh, most towns are gangs, but there's just not one. Yes, okay. Well, this does sound like a gang to me, and that's where I was going. Like a literal gang that you see in the movies.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how it can happen in
modern day America.
Right. This, I'm not saying modern day America is good. I'm talking about government, but in what exists, how can this kind of thing actually exist?
I don't know. Probably because most of the people who live there buy into this religious dogma really heavily. And so they think this is a good thing. I don't know.
Then what happens if, you know, it's a town, even if it's a tiny little town of population 200,
sure.
What happens if one person sees a property for sale and wants to buy it, and they're not of this religion or don't want to follow these rules? Are they going to get beat up? Is their house going to get burned down?
I don't know. That's a really good question. And if they did, like, it would clearly be an aggressive act, and so not justified, right? Non-aggression principle. They didn't do anything except move into the town.
Right.
And live freely.
Right.
Right.
Right, as long as it's a town, and i.e. public property, and that's why I think this whole issue is based on Tragedy of the Commons,
mm-hmm.
then that is not only correct, but I also don't understand how this could be allowed to happen from the top side of government.
Mm-hmm.
Like the county and state above this, New York, above this city.
Yep.
If this gang leader guy is allowing everyone in this town who's the same religion, who's, you know, his followers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
to lie on their government papers to get lots of welfare and not have to report income,
mm-hmm.
which is the suspicion of the question asker,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but how could he be allowing? I mean, when
that's
people
my
just
that's my point. How can that actually happen? Because government up higher, they don't want to give out lots of welfare. Well, uh-huh. They kind of do. They want to keep people.
So you're saying why isn't this town like being investigated,
yes,
or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
If there's someone like this question asker, I assume there's more people like this question asker, like perhaps the neighboring towns or anyone who's heard of it on the internet.
Yeah.
Who's looked it up or who've driven through it and been offended by the sign or whatever, mm-hmm. who started to ask questions, why wouldn't there be an investigation, or at least by the media?
Yeah, and we don't know, because maybe there has been that.
Right. But why are you not reading the name of the town, by the way?
Because I don't know. I don't think it's that relevant. I think it could apply more broadly to maybe like fundamentalist Latter-day, you know, remember there was a ranch that was raided where there was a bunch of,
yes,
fundamentalist Mormons, and they came in and like took all the kids.
Well, that's a slightly different thing, because that was private property. A town is not.
Yes, that's true. But the, you know, probably those people live, yeah, they live on compounds, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if it's the same thing, but no, I think this issue applies more broadly.
It definitely does, but I just don't see any harm in naming the town so that listeners, if they want, can go look it up themselves and find out whatever they want. And also, it's not like we're trying to protect somebody's privacy. This is the name of a town. It's not a person or an issue or an event.
Yeah, I know. I just, okay, I don't want to be accused of being making, you know, bad statements against a certain religion. And so that's why I don't want to say the name of the town.
Wow.
But people could probably figure it out if they wanted to.
Okay.
I mean, and I also just think this is broadly applicable, right? Here's what I think.
It's definitely broadly applicable.
first of all, there's a couple of issues at play. The town people taking welfare, that's bad, okay?
Mm-hmm. They're, if it's true.
They're directly, you know, good on them for keeping as much of their own money as they are comfortable keeping.
By lying on their taxes and whatnot?
Well, you know.
I agree with that.
Like, if you can keep more of your own money.
Yes.
I'm not going to feel like, you know, there are some people who think, oh, well, I've been abused by the system, so everybody else should have to be abused by it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I pay my taxes, so everybody else should be
forced to
stepped
pay
on by
yeah.
the system and drained for all they've got, too. No, I'm happy for anyone who can keep more of their money. You know, if they can keep it, then good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But to take welfare as a separate issue
mm-hmm.
is not cool.
No.
It's directly supporting and perpetuating the system that's really bad. That's you know, that's taking their
other
money,
people's money.
Other people's money and yeah. redistributing it to
right.
to them.
Now, they are, the people who accept welfare aren't being, in that act alone, aren't being aggressive, but they are participating in an aggressive system.
And yeah,
also,
and
they're
legitimizing
they're not,
it.
Yeah, and they're also not helping themselves any, because by accepting
no.
free money, you're not going to be any more responsible with your life. You're not going to make
right.
good decisions. You're not going to care if you blow it all. You'll go get more. You're not doing yourselves any favors.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's the various welfare institutions that allow that to go on.
Yeah.
That are to blame for that. And it's also them for asking for the handouts,
okay.
I would say, to the extent that they ask for them.
So what's another issue going on?
Okay. Another issue going on is government schools teaching religious dogma.
I have a tangential question
okay,
real quick.
Sure.
It said government schools. How many schools can there be in this town? It said plural.
Well, you know, there's probably a middle school and a high school
oh,
or something
okay.
like that.
So go on.
Yeah. Well, let's just say the government school system in this town
okay.
teaches
so,
religious dogma.
Yeah. More
well,
tragedy than commons here.
Yes, exactly. The real issue is the government schools, because what they do is take one interest group and pit them against another. And in this case, in this town, you know, it seems like almost everyone believes that, you know, this religion is the right way and everything.
Right.
And so it kind of makes sense that they would want to teach that to their kids.
But to put it in government school forces everyone who goes to that
yes.
school to learn it.
Exactly.
And pay for it.
Right. And, I mean, this isn't the only place in America where this happens. Have you, you know, wasn't there a case in Texas where there was some board of bureaucrats who, like, sued the school system for teaching evolution? And then they got, you know, the courts mandated
yeah.
that they had to teach creationism or they had to teach both or yeah. something like that. I mean, this is just what goes on in government schools. The curriculum becomes politicized and different interest groups fight over it. I mean,
even in
history books, there are like different editions for different states because of the politicized decisions.
If government runs school, then school teaches one, you know, it's one size fits all.
You're right.
School,
right.
Government makes a decision about what gets taught and how it gets taught, and it's forced on everybody. And you don't even have a choice of going out. Well, you kind of do with homeschooling.
Right, but in some, you know, in some places there are really onerous restrictions on
yes,
homeschooling,
yeah.
and so it's not always that easy to get out of the system.
So then if you're in a small town or a town of any size, and your government, which is always a game, your town's government has a very specific or tight-run gang, like this particular town, then the school is going to be all that much worse.
Yeah,
unless
exactly.
you completely agree with this gang and using force, then you're probably going to agree with what they teach. But anyone who has any differences, tough. That's what school teaches.
And not only that, but whether or not you have children, whether or not you agree with what they're teaching, whether or not you even are going to continue to live there,
mm-hmm.
you still have to pay for it. You're forced to pay property
right.
taxes. And if you are a renter, don't think for a minute that you don't pay property taxes because your landlord pays them.
Yeah, but I don't...
You don't pay them directly, but you still...
Yeah, I don't agree with that argument because...
Why?
The landlord pays taxes, which sucks because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's forced. But,
and then passes them on to you.
No, he does not pass on taxes. He raises the price and you pay higher rent, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not paying taxes.
Not directly.
Right. You're not paying taxes, period. I mean, those taxes, period.
Mm-hmm.
The property taxes.
Sure, but you could argue that someone is paying taxes on the place in which you live.
Absolutely.
And
they are at a higher
rate than if you, you know, usually commercial buildings are
okay.
taxed at a higher rate than
okay. Well,
residential.
I guess it's a total side issue.
Yeah, it is
kind of a
side issue.
I don't blame a renter for paying property taxes, but property taxes exist.
Well,
on every property.
I don't really blame anyone for paying them because they're paying them under duress.
Well,
you know,
that's a good point.
They're threatened with stealing their house if they don't pay.
You
but
know,
the point is...
It's interesting that a lot of times churches don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
Because they're... Because there is no separation of church and state, people. But if this town is exceptionally religious and run by one guy, I wonder how many places don't have to pay taxes, property taxes.
That's true. Yeah,
I wonder if these people don't have to. I wonder if they just passed a law or in a statute in this town.
Everybody
that says,
lives in a church.
Right.
Or a religious building.
Right.
Right. Okay, so we talked about the welfare issue. We talked about the government schools teaching religious dogma. And how that's a problem with government schools.
Yep.
So again, like, the people in this town, I think the whole essence of this question is that the people in this town may have a lot of ideas that you and I might disagree with, and many people in broader culture disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be taking advantage of government force in order to get things like welfare and government schools that teach their ideas.
Okay.
But up to this point, for the things that we've discussed, I mean, it's government that's the problem.
Yeah, it is government, because if there was... It's definitely government that is the problem. Because even if there was this one gang leader guy, and he had a whole bunch of friends, all the people that he allows to be elected into offices in this town, and they were really powerful in the neighborhood, without the existence of government, the worst they could do is threaten people and beat people up, and then enough people would say, screw you, and beat him back.
I suppose they could extort money from people,
too. There would be no air of legitimacy. They would be a roving gang.
Right.
Right,
and
now...
They would only be able to control the people who lived in that town, right? They wouldn't be able to, like, suck welfare money from everybody else in the U.S.
Well, that's true, but they couldn't even control the people in that town. They'd have to control a much smaller area.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because they don't have... Like, this guy, by the way, elects people to the police chief and the police officers.
Yep.
So, have you ever seen the movie Interstate 60?
Nope.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit light, but it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a town...
I'm getting made fun of in the studio because I never watch movies.
There is... A guy goes from imaginary town to imaginary town without knowing they're imaginary. And one of them, basically the government people, the cops, give to the youngsters all this magic drug that makes them feel really good. As much as they want, and it's also very addictive, in exchange for them being slave labor. So all these kids voluntarily come there and do it.
Yikes.
Yeah, so it's an interesting scene, and it's an interesting chapter in this movie, but that's kind of what this city could be like.
Yeah.
This sign on private property is simply a request saying, please women don't walk down the same side of the street as men.
Right.
Might be just a request on private property, but these thugs have taken control of the town, and that includes all the force of the police, the judicial system in this town, the city manager person, everyone, every government person that you would normally go to try and solve this kind of conflict, which is unfortunate, could say, meh, that's the way we like it. What are you going to do about it?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And then what are you going to do?
Right.
So, okay, here's a question. The rules on this sign, dress a certain way, separate the sexes, blah, blah, blah. I think that if someone wanted to enforce those rules on their private property, by, for instance, if a man and a woman walked on their property together holding hands or something, I think it would be legitimate for them to ask those people to leave.
Absolutely.
Not to shoot them, but to ask them to leave.
Yep.
You know, and if they wouldn't leave, ask them a little bit more strongly to leave.
Or tell them to leave. This is my property. I don't want you here.
Right. But I think if it's, if it's so-called public property, if it's not their private property, they don't have any, moral claim to enforce those laws.
Right.
Those rules, because they're just rules.
Right. And this...
Not that a law would make it legitimate either. I mean,
that's my
kind of sounded like what I was saying. But
this is somewhere in between, though, because it's a gang where apparently everyone in town agrees with these rules.
Right.
But it is still a town, and someone from the next town could drive through it.
Sure.
And that's public property.
Right.
Their federal taxes went to pay, or state taxes went to pay for those streets as well.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't they be allowed to not follow those rules?
Yeah.
But who knows if they'll... Even if the town says on all their paperwork and to all the media, we're not going to enforce these rules. This is what our people want. But if you do it, is a cop in that town going to arrest you and jail you and cause you hassle?
They could.
Sure could
if
happen.
They wanted to, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if I lived near this town, I would avoid it like the plague. I would never go through there.
Yeah.
Because I don't agree with their stupid rules, and I'm afraid that someone would get violent with me if I tried to, show off my hair or something. right?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to go there. And that brings up a good point, which is that...
Which is your hair.
It is fabulous, but...
Fabulous.
But that's not the point.
Oh, okay.
The point is that if they keep making these abusive rules toward women, well, what's to stop women from, you know, walking across to the next town and just not staying there, right? I mean,
well,
I guess...
That's true.
I guess they have, you know, economic ties. I guess if they're born in the town, it's really probably pretty difficult for them to leave.
Yeah.
They're probably brainwashed and told that the outside
the
world
there.
Is evil and
like
stuff.
Like in that example you brought up earlier, and,
yep.
Well, not the Texas example, but the... didn't you mention the Mormon...
Oh, right, the Yearning for Zion
yeah.
Ranch or whatever.
So it's very possible, and I wouldn't even call it... Well, I guess I would call it brainwashing mm-hmm. religion, but... If a person is born and raised for 20 years believing this religion that their parents believe and everyone around them believes in their neighborhood and they
yep.
they never leave their neighborhood or whatever
mm-hmm.
or their town, then they might accept being beaten or being treated unjustly compared to another gender
yeah,
because that's all they know.
That's their culture. They've
never been allowed to watch TV and they've
right.
never whatever. So maybe it's brainwashing, but they accept it. Now,
well, see, that's why I think the solution to this whole situation is to do outreach to these people.
Yes.
If you think that
it's
they're
communication
being...
is the answer, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's a totally voluntary solution. It's, you know, dropping flyers in the town and saying, like, hey, have you ever wondered what's the world is like outside this town? You know?
Right. Or perhaps paying perhaps investing the money to do a mass mailer to every address in that town
uh-huh.
and have it in everyone's mailbox.
Although
or perhaps
that would use the government post office and they would probably find a way to block it using that if the guy was
is,
in charge of the post office
it's
too.
It's possible.
He was in charge of the whole town.
It's possible, but actually yeah. it's not likely at least on the first
mm-hmm.
Round of mailings because he won't
yeah.
know what's in them.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just basically set up, like, if you think there are kids in the town that are, you know, questioning what's
mm-hmm.
going on and might not want to stay there, you could put out, like, you could form an organization to offer them a safe place to stay for
yep.
a couple of weeks
yep.
well, if they want to get out of the town. I mean, you know, even Amish, they send their kids out into the world to experience what the, quote, real world is like. And so, you know, maybe these people would be willing to send their kids out, too, to experience the outside world.
And I think another important way to help this situation voluntarily would be ostracism. If you know, you can't
mm-hmm.
force someone to listen to you if you're trying to outreach, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that fails, then what you can do is tell the neighboring towns, tell the grocery stores in this area that these
mm-hmm.
people will be shopping at, that this is how these people are treating others, or this is how they're living their lives. Are you aware of this? Do you want to be participant to that?
Yeah, I would probably, not just because I was ostracizing them, but because I felt uncomfortable and wouldn't want to go there,
mm-hmm.
I would probably never go to this place, as
right.
I said before.
And I guess ostracize wasn't the correct word. Just publicize, I guess. Just let people in the area, in the
yeah.
community know that
yeah.
this is going on. That way you're not using force to try and make something happen that you want to happen to others.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've already tried outreach and they're unwilling to listen,
mm-hmm.
then what's left? Well, let people know and then you're done. You know, there's nothing
sure.
more you can do. You can get it out of your life. If that's important to you,
mm-hmm.
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have anything else to say about this no-named city
or
town?
You know, not only do I not want to say the name of the town, even if I did want to say it, I think I probably couldn't pronounce it, so it's probably a good thing that we're avoiding it. So anyway, I think we better say goodnight. What do you think, Mike?
Goodnight.
Good night, Mike. Sweet dreams.
Thanks for listening. I hope the town you live in is a little more free than that one.
Yeah, me too. Unless you, for some reason, want to do that. But wait a minute, before we go, that brings up another point.
Okay.
You know, if there are a bunch of backward-thinking, crazy religious people who think that women should be smacked if they don't sit at the back of the bus and
right.
can't show their hair or ankles lest
God smite them.
shed a tear and throw a lightning bolt down. Well, you know what? That's great if they all want to live in the same town and get away from me and I never have to deal with them in my life.
I completely agree, but I thought this question asker's conundrum was about whether this is a rights infringement. And it really isn't except for the public property, except for the tragedy of the commons, right?
Yeah, and the fact that they're taking welfare, but again,
that's
all
true.
Enabled by the government.
Yep.
I guess you could consider it maybe a rights infringement. No, I don't think there is a rights infringement,
no.
but I do see a problem with the control freakery.
Yes.
And the fact that they want to control other people's lives, you know.
Basically,
like,
government is already a gang, and then these people took the machinery of government and made it even worse in this area,
mm-hmm.
worse in terms of control, even if it's a peaceful place for those people.
But they're
if
not...
someone breaks those rules, they're going to have a bigger hell to deal with.
But I don't know if they're really using the machinery of government. I think it's just mostly,
no, they are.
Mostly
they're...
social pressure.
No, they are. There's that one guy in control. In this town, there's one guy in control.
Mm-hmm.
The people elected to the government offices and the police chief and all that, this guy makes sure the right people get elected, the right meaning his friends.
Right, but none of these things are laws. None of the whole social control
things. But we were
things.
Talking about, regardless of whether they're laws, he controls the machinery of force now.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops might just kidnap you. They might just disappear you if you break these non-laws. And what's mm-hmm. going to happen? They are the machinery of control.
I guess that's true, yeah. Well, sure. If they were doing that, yes, that's a rights infringement. But if they're just requesting on their private property,
yeah, that's not.
That's not.
I agree.
It's backwards. It's
yeah,
ignorant.
But it's their right.
It's something that we disagree with, but
yeah.
it's not infringing anyone's rights.
If you disagree with it and it's important enough to you, then
yeah,
reach out,
right.
publicize, and or move on.
Right. Okay, well said.
All right.
You can find us on the web at porktherapy.com, P-O-R-C. therapy.com.
And what can they do if they have their own questions, Stephanie?
They can email us questions.
How can they do that?
Questions at porktherapy.com.
And what
I'm
if someone
a little
doesn't...
trouble talking, Mike. Can you take over?
Yes. In addition to the email, you can call us at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Ditto.
And record your question and we'll air it on a show. And you can follow us on Twitter.
Friend us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Comment on iTunes.
Send us money. No.
Well, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, but we don't really ask for money.
Anyway. Thanks for listening.
And, right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
We talked way too much for tonight. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. This good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.